Good morning, Chairman Whitfield and Ranking Member Rush and members of the subcommittee. Anybody who knows anything about cattle ranching and feeding knows that many operations are located where wind blows, and that makes dust a part of everyday life. The idea that the EPA may decide to require me and other cattle producers in every part of the country to somehow control that dust gives me cause to lose a lot of sleep at night. The fact is, farmers and ranchers want and need certainty about this issue. While I and ranchers across the U.S. are pleased the EPA has decided not to propose to lower the standard this year, we can't be 100% sure of that outcome of the rulemaking until it's final. In fact, in 1996, EPA proposed to remove the PM10 24-hour standard altogether, only to bring it back in the final rule. And then again, in 06, the EPA proposed to exempt ag dust. That exemption also disappeared in the final rule. In addition, even if the EPA retains the current dust standard, the opportunity remains for that agency to tighten it in the future. Unless Congress passes a Farm Dust Regulation Prevention Act, that threat remains. Now, I know that the EPA currently regulates dust. Cattle operations have found it very difficult and expensive to comply. One operation that I know of in Arizona spent $400,000 to comply with that current standard. That's $1,000 a day just to control dust. Most of that is to sprinkle water in those pens. And that's just the current standard. Just think about how much it would cost if EPA were to actually lower that standard in the future. If that happens, the simple fact is that many farms and ranches may be forced out of business. Ranchers have been concerned about that possibility for many years, but most recently the fear surfaced when EPA revealed it was considering making the dust standard essentially twice as stringent as the current standard. NCBA and the Coarse Particulate Matter Coalition commissioned a study on the impact of the possible new dust regulation in rural America. The study determined that vast areas of the Midwest, Southwest, and Western parts of the U.S. would be thrown into the brink of non-attainment, if not completely into that non-attainment altogether. It would be one thing if there were a good reason to regulate farm dust, but there is not. The regulation of dust under the Clean Air Act is supposed to be based on scientific evidence of adverse health effects. Historically, there have been no such evidence of adverse health effects from dust at ambient levels, but EPA has decided to regulate it anyway. Why? In 06, EPA based its decision on the precautionary principle. That's right, EPA's dust regulation is not based on science, but on supposition. Let me explain. Particulate matter, PM, is separated into two distinct sizes and kinds of matter. Fine PM is combustion-driven material in the size range of 2.5 microns and smaller, known as PM2.5. That's cigarette smoke. Coarse particulate matter, or dust, on the other hand, is bigger particles in the range of 10 microns and smaller down to 2.5 microns. PM10 includes both sizes and kinds of particles. The reason I mention particle size and composition is because, incredibly, the EPA is regulating dust using scientific studies that show adverse health effects that may all be caused by combustion-type fine PM, not dust. The studies EPA reviewed are studies looking at the health effects of PM10 from urban areas that are contaminated with combustion-type fine PM. Any adverse health effects the studies reveal may well be caused by the fine PM part, not the coarse PM. Use of these studies to identify health effects for purposes of establishing a coarse PM dust standard is inappropriate, especially for rural areas where urban contaminants are not a concern. Nevertheless, EPA uses a single standard to regulate dust in urban and rural areas. The contaminant issue I mentioned is just one of many problems with EPA's PM10 studies. I'm not a scientist or a medical doctor, but I wanted confirmation, so we asked Dr. Jonathan Borek, clinical professor of epidemiology and public health at Yale University School of Medicine, to review EPA's health studies. Dr. Borek is a highly respected scientist and, in fact, was one of the founding members of EPA's own scientific advisory committee. He found many problems with the studies on which EPA relies and determined that those studies do not establish risk from a health basis for dust regulation. I've attached his comments to my testimony for the record. In an effort to bring a little common sense back into this process, cattlemen believe that the best solution is for Congress to pass the Farm Dust Regulation Prevention Act of 2011. Regulatory uncertainty is unnecessary and unproductive. If EPA follows through and does not revise the dust standard, this action would to some degree provide us with certainty, but for no more than 5 years. It provides no relief for producers who are spending over $1,000 a day on dust control measures right now. We need immediate, permanent relief from federal dust regulations on farms, and cattlemen believe that the best way to achieve that is by passing the Farm Dust Regulation Prevention Act. Thank you, sir.